The title of the message would be, Keep Your Crown. Yes. Keep Your Crown. The text that we, for this, that will go along with this, will be found in Revelations 3 and 11. We're going to read that, but not right now. I want to talk about this morning our crown and the keeping thereof. The last message I had was about fighting. And about the analogy with the boxer. And this time the Lord talked to me about our crown. Yes. The Lord is concerned about you and he's concerned about me. He's wanting you and I to make heaven our home. And he's done everything that he could do in order to make that a reality. And so it's up to you and to me to take the blessings and the help that he has for us and then apply it to our lives so that we can be victorious in this life and in the life to come. The Lord wants us for us to obtain the crown, and once we have that crown, he wants us to keep it. I remember a while back I was talking about a ticket, and that's the way that it had come out to me. That the Lord, when a person gets saved, that's their ticket to heaven. And so in this lesson, in the same way, it's about the crown and keeping it. Pray for me. James 1 and 12. Somebody, if you beat me there, go ahead and read it. But what we're talking about this morning is getting it first if we don't have it, and then once we get it, keeping it so that we get the blessing of having it in this life and in the life to come. The Bible says in James 1 and 12, Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. All right, so we have a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And so what God is wanting us to do is to endure and to overcome these difficulties of life. It's saying here that we're going to have temptation. Right. We're going to have difficulty. I thought about temptation in a way. What makes things difficult for us is the circumstances that surround the temptation. Right. All right? The devil waits. He doesn't like to get us when we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right. He wants to get you when you're tired. He wants to get you when you're a little bit perturbed. He wants to get you when you're hungry, when you're sleepy, when you're not feeling at your best. And so what he does is the circumstances, he recognizes those, and then he presents us with temptation that could tempt us away from the Lord. But the scripture here says, Blessed is the man that endures temptation, that overcomes temptation, for when he is tried, he'll receive a crown of life. So in order to obtain our crown, we're going to have to endure temptation. We're going to have to overcome temptation. And when we do that, we know that we have a crown of life awaiting for us, not only in this life, but in the life to come. We'll be able to get that for us. May God help us. There are no crowns in the other place. If we're going to talk about heaven and we're going to talk about obtaining that crown, then we need to talk about that other place as well. The crown of life is not over there. Right. The place where the evil and the wicked one, the brother talked about it this morning. He said hell was made for the devil and his angels. And so that crown is not over there for us. The crown of life is in heaven. All right? And so by obtaining that crown of life and maintaining that crown of life, we by default avoid all of that other stuff. May God help us this morning. That's what we want to do. We want that crown of life. May God help us this morning. God wants us to endure. There's no quitting that's going to be involved in obtaining the crown. We got to keep it. We got to have it, and then we got to keep it. So this morning, I want to encourage you, if you're not saved and you need salvation, then get that salvation. All right? Don't let anybody have your crown. All right? God has a crown for each and every one of us. He's got one for you. He's got one for me. So we can all have our own personal crowns. But we have to go ahead and go get it. And we get that crown through salvation. Yeah. All right? May God help us this morning. Revelations 2 and 10. Somebody read that for us. I want you to pay special attention to the last portion of this verse. God wants us to have a crown, and he has one for us. What does it say?
Hear then those things
Fear none of those things which you're going to suffer.
Behold, the devil shall
cast some of you into prison.
But he may be tried.
You're going to be tried.
And you shall have tribulation 10 days.
Going to have tribulation 10 days.
Be thou faithful until
death. All right.
And I will give thee a crown of life.
The last portion of that reading says, be faithful until death, and I'll give you a crown of life. All right, so in this scripture, it's telling us again, there's going to be things that's going to happen to us. We're going to do some suffering. Some of us are going to be in prison. Some of us are going to be tried. We're going to have tribulation. Yeah. But he said, you don't have to be afraid of those things. Do you know a lot of people are walking around in fear of what might happen to them?
Yeah.
I want to encourage you this morning. Worry about that crown of life. Don't worry about all these different things.
Yeah.
He said these things are going to happen, but he's going to be with us even unto the end. And so we can be encouraged to know that if something happens to us, I believe in the Job principle. Do y'all know what the Job principle is? Huh? If God allows it, he'll be there with you in it. He's going to take you to it and through it if you're willing. May God help us this morning. That's the Job principle. That, in other words, nothing's going to come upon you or upon me that God doesn't allow. Now, you and I can go out and do something that is contrary to the will of God, and then we'll be in a situation that God never intended for us to be in. You understand? But if we keep our hand in God's hand and we obey God, then whatever God allows to come our way is going to be what he has allowed, and he has victory for us, not only in it, but at the end of it. May God help us this morning. All right? That's the Job principle. So take courage in that. Understand that, that God allows these things. He allows trying. He allows testing. He allows suffering. It's for our good. It's for the good of others. It lifts him up when we're faithful unto him. May God help us this morning. Get your crown. Keep your crown by the help of God. It says, be thou faithful unto death. I'll give you a crown of life. I want you to be thinking in terms of there's a crown in heaven, and my name is on that crown. My name, my date of birth is on that crown. When I get saved, God has a crown waiting for me. I've got to do something contrary to the will of God. I've got to leave here contrary to the will of God in order to lose that crown. So all I've got to do is just do the will of God, and I'll keep that crown. May God help us this morning. Be thou faithful unto death. I'll give you a crown of life. It's encouraging to know that we've got something waiting on us. God has that for us. May God help us this morning. Faithful means to keep on keeping on, doesn't it, Brother Tab? That's what Brother Tab said, don't he? He says just keep on keeping on. And that's what being faithful is. Faithful means to be steadfast and to remain loyal. I want us to understand something else, too. A crown is a symbol of something. It's a symbol of authority. It's a symbol of victory, and it's a symbol of achievement.
Yeah.
All right? If you lose out in life, you're not going to get your crown, and so you don't have to worry about all those things. But if you do win by the help of the Lord, then you got a crown, and that's going to be your symbol of authority, your symbol of victory. You are victorious over the world, over self, over the enemy himself, and you have made it in. May God help us this morning. Want us to be focused on that by the grace and help of God. We're going to be tried, saints. We're going to go through some things. But he said he's going to give us a crown of life. All right, a crown of life. And it's something that he has for us. Want to go to Revelation 3 and want to read verse number 11, which would be our text scripture. Again, continue to pray for us. We want to get through it and want to get through it right, but want to be encouraged and blessed along the way as well. It says here, behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast with thou which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. All right? So this is something that's telling us something here. What does that last portion say? Hold fast, huh? That no man take your crown. Do you know that sometimes people are going to come and they're going to present you with something that if you're not careful, it's going to take your crown? I've heard people say that they set their salvation down. I do not advise that this morning. You set that thing down so it might get away from you. You understand what I'm saying? So keep your salvation, because keeping your salvation is keeping your crown by the grace and help of God. All right? There are people that are going to come. Do you know they said in the last days that perilous times are going to come?
Yes.
Men's going to be lovers of their own self and all that. But it talks about blasphemers. It talks about false prophets. It talks about false doctrine. It talks about false teachers. It talks about seducing spirits. These are the times that we're living in. All right? And so what's happening is the enemy is wanting to take what is rightfully yours. Through salvation, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that crown is rightfully yours. You're going to let somebody take it?
No.
May God help us. Don't let nobody take your crown. It says here in 3 and 11 of Revelation, behold, I come quickly. It's telling us something else. The Lord is coming. I know we don't hear that a lot, but the Lord is coming. Just like in the days of Noah. And when Noah said, listen, get in the ark because Jesus is coming, because the flood is coming. Excuse me.
Yes.
Just like that was true, it's true here too.
Yes, it is.
Jesus is coming back. And not only that, it says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Right. Do you know that don't nobody escape the judgment? Did you know that?
That's right.
If you have your body cremated, you're going to be at the judgment. Did you know that? I don't care what you do. If you have been a human being, you are going to be in the judgment. You understand? And so that's why we don't let anybody take our crown.
Yes.
That's why we take seriously our relationship with God.
Yes.
That's why we live a daily experience with God. You understand what I'm saying? Because we don't want to leave here and thinking that some kind of way God will forget about us. No, we're going to be at the judgment. I know it's serious, but this is what God gave me. And so somebody must need it. I know that I do. I want to be serious about my relationship with God. I want to be serious about my crown. I want to have my crown. I want to keep my crown. I want to maintain my crown. There's nothing that's going to be more important to me when I leave here than that crown of life. So I got to make sure that I've got it, first of all, and then I got to make sure that I keep it by the grace and help of God. He says, I'm coming quickly. He says, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast. He's talking to those that are saved. Hold on to it. Let no man take your crown. May God help us this morning. Don't let anybody trick you out of it. If you already have one, keep it. If you don't have one, get it. All right, 1 Timothy 6:12. Again, I appreciate your prayers for me because this is serious business, what we're talking about this morning. It says here, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You know you're going to have to fight for it? Listen, Christians, believe it or not, are not cowards. A Christian is not a coward. We have to fight. It's easier to put that crown down, to put your salvation down, and go and get you some revenge. It's much easier to do that. It takes courage to let God fight your battles. It takes courage to stand up for Jesus when everybody else is doing something different. I don't want to stand out, Lord. I don't want to look different than everybody else. So I want to be like everybody else. Well, listen, everybody else ain't going to get it. You understand? He said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. That's what he said. And so I can't be looking like a goat, acting like a goat, thinking like a goat, talking like a goat, and getting to God's heaven like a sheep. It's not going to work like that. You see? So it's a serious thing to serve the Lord.
Yes.
It's a serious thing to take my soul into consideration in the things that I'm doing and not doing. Because I have a crown to keep.
Yes.
A crown to protect.
Amen.
May God help us this morning. And so you may have to fight for it. And the way that we fight for it, we do it a little bit different, don't we? Weapons of our warfare are what? Not carnal. We don't get the gun. We don't get the knives. We don't get the whatever it is that people use to cause harm to other people. We do our fighting where? On our knees. Huh? on our knees. Sometimes we got to pray till we can get to our knees and then pray a little bit more. Because the enemy's trying to take our crown. And he'll use other people to do it, and we'll get confused sometimes. We look at that other person, we say, I can take that person. I don't think they can whoop me. See? But we don't understand that the enemy is behind that. He's after the crown. You see? And so we go to defending ourselves, we get outside of the will of God, we put our crown down, and next thing we know, it's gone. You see? And so what we have to do is we got to say, Lord, where are you in this deal?
Yes.
I know you let this happen for a reason. Maybe I got a little too much pride on hand. Maybe I need to be stronger in you and in the power of your might.
Lord,
maybe I need a little more patience, a little more love. But I know you let this happen.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I'm asking you, help me, Lord.
Yes.
I don't want my crown to be taken.
Yes.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord.
Yes.
I'm standing in need of prayer. Because I'm not going to be worried about what they got going on when the Lord calls my number.
Right.
And the thing that happened that was so important at that time is not going to be important anymore. All that I'm being worried about is my crown.
Yes.
Lord, is my name still in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord?
Yes.
Is it still in there?
Yes.
Lord, is it blotted out? I don't want it to be blotted out, Lord. So if it's going to be important then it's got to be important now.
That's right.
Don't let nobody take your crown. Look at it in a different way. Have a different understanding about it. That's what God is wanting you and I to do.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. Fight for it. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon eternal life. You know what laying hold on something is? That's not just barely kind of got a grip on it. That means you got a firm grip on what you need.
Right.
So if somebody's trying to take it, they're going to have to fight you for it.
Right.
And you're going to, and everything you got, everything you have in you, and sometimes it may take that. Sometimes it may take everything you have in you to hold on to your crown.
Yes.
God's going to help you. He says, it's him that works in us.
Yes.
Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Did y'all forget about that scripture?
Yeah.
It's still in there? Did it disappear? It's still in there. All right.
Yeah.
Then he's going to help us, isn't he?
Yes.
He's going to help us keep our crown. He wants us to be successful more than we want to be successful. He wants us to make it in.
Yeah,
right? That's why he did all of this. That's why he sent his son to die on a cruel cross.
Right.
He didn't have to do that. He could have just let us go, and that would have been the end of that, wouldn't it? But his mercy and his grace and his goodness, he provided a way for us to get that crown. Now, you don't let nobody take it. May God help us this morning. It belongs to you. It says thy crown. It belongs to you. It's yours.
Yes.
Fight for it. Do what you got to do in order to keep it. And ask God to help you. Somebody get 1 Thessalonians 5:2. We're not going to be all day this morning, but we're hoping that you're getting something that's a blessing unto your soul.
Yes.
That's an encouragement to your heart. We need the Lord to help us. I know I need him to help me.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:2. What does it say?
For that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5:21?
Prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you how good God is. I didn't even have 5:2 in my notes. But the Lord knew I needed to read that. So he gave me that. He let me missee what I got written on here. All right? 5:2 says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night.
Yes.
What people are doing and what the enemy is doing is he's watering things down.
Yes.
He's making people believe that I don't know if there really is a God or not.
Yes.
I don't know if there is really a Jesus or not. If there is a Jesus, I don't know if he's coming back. The Jesus that I know, he's all love and no judgment. Let's not get caught up in that, in those lies.
Right.
Those are lies from the pits of hell.
Yes.
In this scripture here, it says that he's coming back.
Right.
So you have to know that. And then when you know that, then you have a certain carefulness that you conduct yourself with in this lies.
Yes.
All right? It says in verse number 21, it says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Right.
All right? So there's actually three instructions in this scripture. Prove all things is one of them. Hold fast that which is good. All right? So hold fast means you're holding fast to that which is good. And what are you doing with what's not good? You're getting rid of it. That's the three. You understand?
Yeah.
All right? And so what does proving mean? That, is this valid? Is this true? Can I go to heaven on this? Is God pleased with this? If I'm not sure, should I be involved with this thing? What do you think in relation to keeping your crown? Remember I talked about the false prophets and the false religions? And the seducing spirits and the seem right way. Remember we talked about that? This is where the enemy is able to come in if we're not careful, if we're not proving all things.
Yeah.
He'll come in with something that is really close to what is right.
Yeah.
It seems right. The scripture says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man.
Right.
But the end thereof are the ways of death. And this scripture says, prove it. Mm-hmm. If people been going to heaven on this same gospel,
yes.
Why not stick with that?
Yeah.
If you know somebody that says they're saved, and you know that they're saved, and you can vouch for them, go with the South, with what they're going with.
Yeah.
There's always going to be an easier way.
Yes.
There's always going to be some sort of perversion of the truth of God's word.
Right.
That's why you and I have to know God for ourselves.
Yes.
And prove what is being presented to us, whether it be of God or not.
Right.
It's on me to do that.
Help me, Lord.
You see why it's important to be in service?
Yes.
You see why it's important to, if you're in service, to be dialed in and paying attention to what the Word of God is saying. Not just the Word of God, but the songs, the prayers, the counsel, the testimonies. All of these things are their knowledge and information that God is trying to impart to us so that we have a strong foundation and understanding of who God is.
Amen.
So that we can get to know Him for our own selves.
Yeah.
Part of my responsibility is use the discernment that God gives. Listen to me. God gives every Christian a certain level of discernment. And all of us have a conscience.
Right.
True.
Okay? Well, we got to use it, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to use it. It's there. We have to use it.
Yes.
Lord, is this your way or is this something that is mixed up with what I really want?
Lord bless.
That's the hard one. That's the hard one. I want something and I can want it so bad,
oh my Lord,
that I'm willing to not really pay attention to the Holy Spirit. To my own conscience, to what I have known to be true in times past. Okay? Listen, God's going to help you. I know it's serious and I know it's deep, but God's going to help us. What He's wanting from you and from me is to want us, we want to have the crown. We want to keep the crown, and that's a daily, daily thing.
Yes.
That's the most important thing to me. Lord, am I in your will or not?
Yes.
If you and I get outside of God's will, do you know He'll let you know?
Yes.
Yes.
He will.
Yes.
Brother Grimes, you messed up on that deal. You spoke a little sharply. You said some things I didn't want you to say. You did something I didn't want you to do. Now you need to ask me to forgive you, and then you need to go back to that person and ask them to forgive you too.
Yes. Amen.
That's God's way.
Yes.
That's the way to heaven.
Amen.
All right? May God help us. It's going to take humility.
Yes.
It's going to take love. Now, if you get in a situation, this is what's going to happen. James 1 and 5 says something, doesn't it? It says, if any man lack wisdom, what should you do? Well, you ain't got the wisdom. I mean, you just ain't got the wisdom. It's impossible to get. I mean, is that what it says?
No.
If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Amen.
To give, who giveth to all men, all mankind, all humankind,
yes,
liberally, and upbraideth not.
Yes.
You can go to God and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I need an understanding here. You can completely disregard what he said, go and do something that he didn't tell you to do, and he deal with you. You humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that, and then go back to him, and guess what? He'll tell you the same thing again, and he won't even be mad at you about it.
Thank the Lord.
He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He wants you to have the wisdom. He wants you to have the understanding, because you are the one that's going to have to do the proving. All right? So he's going to equip you to be able to do those things.
Yes.
Let God equip you.
Yes.
Prove means to demonstrate the truth or existence of something.
Yes.
By evidence or argument. The Christian walk is a careful walk. There is much deception around. Be careful in your walk with the Lord.
Yes.
All right? Keep your heart, in your mind, in your ear, open to the dealings of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
All right? All right. May God help us this morning. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time, your attention,
Amen.
And your prayers for me. My desire is to do what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Do you know that you can talk about something, and if you don't do it yourself, that don't exempt you. You don't get away with it. You still got to do it.
Sure.
And so, Lord, help me to do it as well. Let's go to Luke 21 and 36. We're talking about keeping our crown. Again, if you don't have one, you need to get one. I highly recommend you getting your own crown.
Yes.
I highly do not recommend you trying to get in on somebody else's crown. Your head and their head ain't going to fit under that crown.
Right.
Get your own crown.
Yes.
All right, Luke 21. Verse number 36, what are we talking about this morning?
Watch ye therefore and pray always.
All right.
That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
All right. All right. It says, watch ye therefore. Watch ye therefore. What else?
Pray.
Hmm?
Pray always.
Pray when you feel like it.
No. Pray.
Pray when you're not tired. Huh? Listen, keep your crown.
Yes.
Keep your crown. You're going to have to watch. It's okay. God gave you two eyes. So if one get tired, close that one and watch with the other. Huh? But watch, though.
Yes.
And pray.
Yes.
Now, again, I said it before, I'll say it again. Sometimes you don't have the opportunity to get on your knees. You may be driving, you may be at work. It may not be convenient for you to do that. But God accepts sincere prayer. God accepts sincere prayer no matter what position you are in. Okay? Brother talked about this morning. They were sliding on the freeway, sliding on in some snow and some ice, headed toward a cliff. You don't have the ability to get down on your knees and start praying. So since you can't get on your knees and God ain't going to go hear you, you think that's how it works? He's still here today, is he not? Him and his family, praise God.
Amen.
God loves you, right? And sometimes you forget to pray. Sometimes your emotions and the circumstances of the day, you don't do it like you should. You don't do it. Me, I'm talking about me too. I've done that. I've missed out on the prayer that I needed to do. And the Lord had to stop me and deal with me. Sometimes, you know, the trials that you experience is because you didn't pray. I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you did pray, they wouldn't even be trials to you.
Right.
You'd be so full of that oil, it couldn't touch you.
Yeah.
You say, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See? But I didn't pray, though, this morning, so I forgot to pray, and so everything is getting on my nerves. And I can barely keep my tongue, or whatever it might be. I'm giving examples. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So watch and pray.
Yeah.
Keep your crown. All right? These things are going to happen. But we know that God is going to be faithful to us. He's going to help us. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. It is time to pray, my brother. Many trouble do surround. Evil days are on us, iniquity abound. Power of the wicked one are gathered everywhere.
Yes.
If we want the truth to triumph, we must often kneel in prayer. Listen in. Let us pray for one another that our faith was, if you're not praying for yourself, pray for somebody else.
Amen.
That our faith will stand the test, that we keep his grace within us till we gain eternal rest. Let us pray that in the course of duty, we would never fail, that we be counted worthy to escape the powers of hell.
Yes.
The Bible talks about the righteous barely escaping. So how is the ungodly going to escape? How are the unrighteous going to escape? So if the ones that are saved and living right and doing all they can to make it in, they barely make it in. Listen, I'll find the scripture if you need me to read it. It's there. Okay? If they're barely going to make it, how much carefulness, watchfulness, and prayerfulness do we need to have in order to keep our crown? Okay? I want to be counted worthy to escape the powers of hell. Let's see what 1 Peter 4 and 18 says. Let's see if that'll help us out. If you beat me there, read it, please. 1 Peter 4 and 18. All right. Oh, okay, so it was in there? Okay, I'm glad it's in there. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I want to encourage you this morning. You're proving all things. You're watching. You're being careful. You're being prayerful. You're making sure that your oil is in your lamp. And we're going to have something on that as well by the help of the Lord. We need more on that. But I want us to understand that this scripture is telling us that it's going to be hard. It's going to be a careful walk if we're going to make it in. And so we don't have time to play around with the world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Yes.
You understand? And then it talks about what's in the world. And you can see the contrast between what's in the world and what's of God. All right, so we don't have time to play with the world. We don't have time to put it in cruise control, okay, and sleep and slumber. And then when the bridegroom comes, we're not ready. We don't have time to do that. What we do have time for is if God give us life and health and strength, if he opens our eyes in the morning in this life, we've got time to let him know that we want to live for him today. And by his grace and by his help and mercy, whatever it is that he's asking us to do, we're going to do that. Whatever he's asking us not to do, we're not going to do that. And we're going to keep oil in our lamps, and we're going to live righteously and godly and holy in this present world by his grace and help and mercy. That's what we have time to do.
Yes.
Every single day. And what that does is it keeps us away from those things that would steal our crown. That's what it does. And God will help us to do that. I want to ask you all to pray for me because I want my crown.
Yes.
I realize and I believe that a person can live for the Lord for a time.
Yes.
But if they start getting lax, if they start going away from what is true and right and good, they'll be just as lost as anybody else. Oh, it doesn't matter that I'm standing in front of you saying these things. I've got to get my crown too. And so I want you to pray for me because I want to obtain that crown.
Amen.
And then I'm going to be praying for you because I want you to get your crown.
Yes.
If you have some a place in your mind that you're not sure about, now is the time.
Yes.
You come and you get some help from the Lord. Lord, I'm not sure about this. I may have gotten off a little bit in this area. I may not be living according to your will like I need to. Lord, I'm asking you, will you have mercy upon me? Will you help me? The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I want to encourage you to get your crown if you don't have one. I want you to keep your crown if you do. By the grace and help of God, I appreciate your time and your attention. Pray for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you.